I'm just explaining that who is in a position to serve God or God in man, whom or whom he has his grace, sheds his grace. Nobody else can do the service under him, first of all. What is the criterion? That is, it is he who wants her to serve him, he brings people nearer to him to serve him in his mission or at home in other affairs. You know who is attuned with Naam or the word power when God wishes it. Through whom, in whatever human form, he is manifest. The manifest is God in him, gives a contact to the others with the word and Naam, the controlling power which is already within him, by withdrawing his attention from outside. Those people who have been initiated, it is through the grace of God alone that they have been initiated. So the very fact that a man is initiated, it is his grace that he wants the children to come to him. He gives them a contact through some human pole, that whose human pole is manifest, the God in him. So the greatest service is just to be attuned, to attune yourself to the Naam power within you, the light and sound principle, which is the way back to Absolute God. Now the question arises, those who are taken direct in service under him to carry on the work in his mission are at home, he selects who? The God in him. It is not man himself can do it. And those who have been selected to work in that mission, this is his grace. Everybody is not working in the mission. Nor everybody is brought in closer contact. This is his grace. When God wants anybody to come near him, he places him in a position where he can serve him direct, at home or in his mission. So this is his grace. So who can serve God in the God in man, whom he himself wishes? The criterion is that first, when he is given Naam or initiation, that is his, with his grace only the man is given initiation. Those who have been given initiation, it means they are, God wishes them to bring them closer to him. First in soul, then outward. So for that he says every day we should put in time for meditation as much as we can, so that the inner master, the radiant form of the master may manifest to him, he may talk to him heart to heart, get his guided time. This is one side. The other, outer service is given only to such, those who are also selected by him. Those are given some work in the mission, other work he is carrying out. Others are brought us still closer to carry another work in direct supervision, direct contact. This is all his grace that induces one to come near in him, you see. And he gives. Those who have been selected for that purpose, they are most fortunate. Sometimes we are selected for that purpose, and the service that is given to us, we think perhaps we are the master of that, you see. The little ego within us naturally asserts, he says, well, I am doing this. This is not service. The service of the master is to just carry on the work as master wishes at his heart. By doing service at which the master is pleased, that service is alone can be called a service, truly service. Others are not service. Those are sometimes brought nearer to the master. In one way or the other, Virago asserts You say, oh, I am carrying on this and that thing. Even that assertion whose result is that he is not sweet in all his affairs, you see. He will assert, then he will command. He does not think himself to be a puppet in the hands of the master. There should be selfless service always. So those who have been selected for the service of the master, in one way or the other, to carry on his work here, anywhere, under his direct supervision, you see. Or those who have been selected to work quite nearer to him, more nearer to him, this is his grace, the God in him. So God, those people only can serve God or God in man whom God wishes. Those who have been selected, it means that the God's special grace are there. But what we do, you see, when you are brought together, we sometimes take it up as a business question for compensation, in one way or the other. The result is that our master used to give one instance, just like when a calf, when it comes to the cow, you see, when it comes nearer the cow, just so all its milk, you know, let loose. Whereas those near, live near him, they just suck the blood on the, what you say, the milk outside, the bag of the milk in the cow, you see. They seem to squeeze the blood, suck the blood, not the milk. They don't drink the milk. So it means what it is. If you want to serve the God in man or God, it can be done only through his grace. If he wishes, nobody else can do it. If one is brought in that connected, he has been selected to do like that, it means that God wishes him. It is his grace that he has been selected. When you are selected for one purpose, then do it joyously, quietly, lovingly, selflessly. Thank God that you have been selected for that job. You are brought in that arrangement to carry on the work. It is his grace. So first of all, he should be true to the master within him. When he sees he is within me, he is always afraid of not to do anything which is wrong, which is against his wishes, whether in his presence or in his absence. This is one thing. As he will go on like that, he will always thinking of the master. The result will be, as you think, so you become. By and by you will find that it is he who is working in me and not I. Saint Paul said, it is Christ, it is I, it is not now I, it is Christ lives in me. It is the ultimate goal. Now the point is, who have been, those who are they who are selected for the carry on the work of the service under the master, whom the God has his gracious, I mean intention, grace, his grace there. Though they have been selected, they should be thankful that they have given that service. They should carry on selflessly, always thinking that he is serving the God in him, the God in man, because he is who has just selected you for that purpose. You see? So the criterion it is that you have been given initiation, that you are brought closer in a near circle, and then you are just given some job to do under the master. This is selection, this is his special grace. And we should prove or derive full benefit. We should prove worthy of the job, you see, and also derive full benefit from the job we have been given. Only that we can do by doing selflessly, as a mere puppet in his hand, what he sees. So any service done with the will and pleasure of the master, in which there is no self-assertion, that bears forth ample fruit. Those who have been selected for this service under him, it is special grace of God in them. They should be thankful for that. Otherwise, even by the living nearer to the Master, so you shall not bear fruitful fruit. You simply go at once. So this was the subject today, that those who have been initiated by the God in man, this is with His grace only, and not known that. So he should dwell that by observing regular precautions, restrictions, you see, so that he may dwell within, go within and meet the radiant form of the Master within, talk to him heart to heart. This is one side. And sometimes we are selected for that job. What is this job? To bring all children of God together. To prove yourself as an example to the other people. You see, an example is better than precept. You have been given one job. Do this job, please. In this mission, here or anywhere, or in a direct context. So those who have been selected for that purpose, they are most fortunate. But they should perform those duties with no assertion of ego in them, just to please the Master. Selfless and no compensation in return. It is for him to give what he wishes, which is what man is fit for, and what he thinks best for him. So when you do service of such a God in man, naturally, you will compensate. What compensation you can give, he will bring you back first for the outer work, then united with God forever. This is the criterion to know those who are brought to quite in closer contact. They are more fortunate. So if the God in man wishes, you see, He doesn't love each one of you. He wishes good of yours, then I think it is God that wishes good of you. So you know, follow what is what, you see. Those who are initiated, it is special grace of God. The purpose is our soul must go back to the lap of the Father, through the light and sound principle which emanates from the Absolute God. The other is when he is selected for some job, that is his special grace further on the man to carry out the work. So those who want to just bring him just nearer to him, he gives him some job to do. He gives him some duty to perform. If he does it selflessly with no ego within it, that bears for fruit. You see. When he sees that everything goes on according to my will and pleasure, then naturally you are one with him. You have got no will of your own. His will is your will, and his will is God's will with it. That's all. So be thankful, each one of you who have been initiated first. That will be given a way back to Absolute God. But when he has selected you for some particular duty or something, you are still more fortunate. But perform it with full faith, devotion and selflessness. He will give you what? He will give you his own place. There is even time. Sixth Guru, Guru Hargobind. So he asked somebody to recite Japji, that is one part of the Guru Granth of the Sikh literature, you see. He said, who recites this particular part of the literature with one single-minded attention, he give him what he likes. But without any single-minded, with no other attention, intention or any thought coming in, intruding with him. So one man started, you see, came here. He began to recite that the verses of Japji. When he went on single-mindedness, when he read to the end, you see, thoughts are very beautiful. Heart has come to the Master if he gives me that. You see, quite at the close of the that are the scriptures, in that part of the scripture, that he just woke up. And the master gave him, let you have that horse. And he told him, look here, had you not wanted this, I would have given my seat. You follow me? Those who do selflessly, with single-minded attention, he wants everyone be to his own self, you see, bring you to one with himself. Those who want something, and that is given, of course, but the selfless servants of Master is the highest, I mean, good fortune, I would say. But who does it? Whom God will send his grace. So you are fortunate who have been initiated, first of all. Those who have been selected for the job under the foreign mission or direct contact, they are still more fortunate. But mind that, that should be selfless. There should be no assertion of self. I am this, I am that. For these little things, you see, you simply, instead of deriving good, full good, you derive very little good or no good. So be thankful that you have been given initiation and you have been selected, those who have been selected for their particular purpose of carrying on his mission or expanding his mission, that is, they are still more fortunate. Those who derive full benefit sometimes doing service, we think we are above the master. You may be as good as the master, that's another thing. You cannot be above the master. In the assertion of yourself, you sometimes go so far. The result is, it doesn't derive full benefit. So, aapne samjha ki uski seva kaun karata, badi bani hai. Matlab kya hai uska? Ki jiski seva wo karaye. वो कराने की निशानी उसको पहले ख्वाहिश मन जो वो बच्चा मांगता वो देता पिता कृपाल आ गया है कि नहीं बालक मुख मांगे सुनो बानिए कह रहे हैं वो देना चाहता क्या अपनी सीट अपनी जगह देना चाहता और हम घोड़े मांगते हैं ये मांगते हैं वो मांगते हैं मान बढ़ाई में आकर बाहर हम उससे भी उल्लंघन कर जाते हो हम न हो तो उसका काम कैसे चल सकते such things. We may be as good as master, that's all right. We cannot be above master. Servant is servant and Lord is Lord. If he does not accept him for his service death, can you force him? ये छोटी छोटी बातें हैं जिनको खोल कर समझाया जाता है यही हम गलतियां करते हैं और यही कारण बनता है कि हम नजदीक रहकर भी पूरा फायदा नहीं उठाते नाम लेकर भी पूरा नहीं फायदा उठा दैट इज वन ऑफ द रीजंस व्हाई इवन बाय हैविंग इनिशिएशन वी डू नॉट डिराइव द फुल बेनिफिट ऑफ व्हाट वी वांट इवन बाय लिविंग क्लोजर टू द मास्टर इवन देन वी डोंट डिराइव द फुल बेनिफिट भाई ये बातें आपके सामने रोज प्रैक्टिकली रखी जाती है समझने के लिए अमल में लाने के लिए नोट डाउन रामों में दिया तो है पर वहां पर इतनी डिटेल में समझाया दिया कितना समझाया कोई मैं जो सेवा में लगे आप खुश कर सकते हैं उसका मुझे भी मिल जाए अच्छा जो मिले उसको अच्छी तरह दबाओ जो अच्छी तरह दबाओ तो उसको सिलेक्ट कर देता हूं आफ्टर ऑल मैं यहां करूं गुरु जो चुनता है देखकर चुनता है क्या ही चुन लेता वो देखता है इसमें कोई है अपनी ईगो रही है कि नहीं जिसको ना वो अपनी जगह देते लोग हमें अच्छाई आनी चाहिए जैसे कि अनवयु पुरुष में है बट इट इज फॉर हिम टू सिलेक्ट टू गिव वॉट एवर ही लाइफ बेस्ट जैसे बादशाह के पास जाकर कौड़ी मांगने का कोई मतलब है क्यों कमी तो कोई नहीं देता मगर उसको उससे उसको मांगना चाहिए या उससे वो जो गार्ड है जिम काम करना तो उसको मांगना चाहिए दोनों एक ही बात है हर की पूजा सदगुरु पूजो कर कृपा नाम थरावत तो ये बातें भाई सोचने समझने की है पल्ले बांधने की है हर रोज आपको कुछ न कुछ नया मजमून मिलता صرف اس کے سمجھنے کی ضرورت ہے. سمجھ آ جائے تو بھی کافی نہیں, عمل کرنے کی ضرورت. جتنا عمل کرو گے اتنا میرا اتنی شانتی ہوگی, ٹکاؤ ہوگا, سب سے پیار ہوگا, کوئی کشمکش نہیں رہے گی, کوئی کچھ نہیں رہے گی.